Just update player wise, everybody that didn't take part's okay for the game today?
Yeah.
Just looking at the start to a road trip, what's the key to getting this thing off on the right note after you've had the downtime that you've had?
Just especially based on the opponent, we've got to be prepared to play a real fast game. They skate and transition so very well. Sometimes you lose that in practice, just the speed intensity, or at times the physical intensity. We tried to work hard at the speed part of it, but that's getting our legs going and moving the puck as simply as we can now. On a normal five-day block, you'd be looking for that in your game, but certainly against Pittsburgh, we're looking for that.
With Nick Ehlers, he said he's trying to be a more complete player. Yep. Is he a classic example of, from defense, is more offenses created this year?
You know what he is? He's a real good example of a highly skilled, really fast player that came out, and most of the offensive pressure would have been on him to drive the game out of junior. So that's what he had trained himself to become, and now in the NHL, he finds that, you know, you have to be able to do both. Just a huge improvement in that awareness right from training camp this year, big improvement over the last two. It's funny because sometimes the fastest guys on the ice are the guys you have the hardest time telling them they have to stop. When they've got speed to burn, they're kind of constant motion. But he's been really diligent in making his game better. And having a dad as a coach helps, you know. So there's a value in the house of defending to win. So he's, you know, and he's made huge strides in that.
Paul, you've been off for such a long time. Will there be a sign that you can see from your players early on that they're ready and that all this speed practice has translated well?
Well, I mean, if we're matching their speed, then we're moving at the right pace. They've got a real quick team here, and that's how they beat you. They beat you on transition. So it's physical speed, but mental speed as much. We've got to make that next play, and we've got to be preparing for it before it happens. So just the overall quickness and pace of the game, the critical piece for us tonight.
Paul, you talked for a while about the talent that's on this team, that's on this roster, that's coming together now. What is going to be the identity of this team as it goes forward, as it makes it into the playoffs? What will it look like?
Well, hopefully we'll put a little show on here for you tonight. We've got right now two lines that are have got a great amount of speed on them, and they can finish at a high rate of speed. We've got a fairly experienced blue line that we'd like to use more effectively defensively. We've been loose there for sure. And then we've got a group of guys that are right now trying to fight their way into the league and stay in the league, and that group of six players. So I don't know that we're structured now a whole lot different than a lot of teams. There's a couple of lines with a lot of offense, and then a couple of lines that can grind you pretty good. And then we're just trying to get better at all those things so we can get ourselves into that 16.
You're facing a team that has a couple of their regulars out of the lineup on the blue line. How much does that enter into the pre-scout?
Well, I don't know that it would affect what we do. There's some guy named Crosby and this Malkin fella and Kessel and Letang that I think are in the lineup tonight. So the identity of their team doesn't change. And they also, when you look at the injuries they've faced in the playoffs and some of the things that have overcome already, taking a few or a bunch of good players out of the Stanley Cup champion teams, mentally they're prepared for that. It's not going to affect their game. So our game, you know, we have to spend some time in the offensive zone, and we're going to want to do that, but I don't think we get an easier ride in here with this team with a couple of guys out.